Alright, we were talking, I left off yesterday about to ask you about this expression. Say if a girl about to go out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror with herself, you say she's doing what?
Prepping.
Okay. Now, what if a boy's doing the same thing?
Grooming.
Grooming. Okay. And the thing that a woman carries all of her mirrors and stuff and all of that along with her usually has a handle or something.
Purse.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a name for one that's small that's used for carrying change?
Yeah. Change purse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you got a phone?
Okay.
Something that a woman would wear around her wrist that might be a...
Might be a wristwatch or a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about around her neck?
A necklace.
Okay, or could possibly be something else.
Around her neck?
Little round things.
Beads.
Mm-hmm. Would you just call it beads?
Well, could be pearls. Mm-hmm. Pearls.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you'd say string of beads or pair of beads.
Okay. Possibly, not likely.
Which one?
Well, probably said just beads.
Just beads. Okay. And something that a man might wear, you know, that comes over his shoulders to help keep his pants up.
Suspenders.
Any other name?
Galluses. I've heard that term.
Would you consider that old fashioned?
Yeah, it's very old fashioned.
You heard braces?
Not too much.
Okay. And something that you hold over your head to keep rain off you?
Umbrella.
Okay. Another name for that?
Parasol.
Is there a difference?
I don't know the difference. If there is.
As far as you're concerned, it's
the same. Yeah, they would be the same.
Okay. What about the last thing that you put over your bed when you're making it up? What do you call that?
Bedspread.
Okay, and you rest your head on the
pillow.
Yeah. Do you know of anything that's similar to a pillow, but maybe a good bit longer? Might be used just for decorative purposes, putting it at the head of a bed. I suppose you could rest your head on it.
Well, I guess I would still call it a pillow.
Have you heard bolster?
Bolster, well. Yeah. I don't think I've heard it too much. Okay. I didn't know what they were talking about.
Okay, well, talking about this bolster, this expression, if it were a long one, you might say it didn't just go part way across the bed, it went
all the way across the bed.
Okay. And talking about something you have on the bed, something that's heavy, usually patched together. It's nice on winter nights.
It's a quilt.
Okay. What about a place that you would make up, maybe for a child to sleep on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay. And this adjective I'm looking for, if a farmer expects to get a good crop, he might say, well, we should do pretty well this year because the soil is very
fertile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the kind of land that's low-lying and considered very good land? Perhaps had water on it one time, but after the water's gone off, it's, you know, it's cultivated and planted.
I don't know. Muck.
Muck?
Yeah.
Now, when you say muck, do you mean that as a type of soil?
Type of soil, yes. Usually a very rich-looking black type of soil. Mm-hmm.
Any other types of soil that have, you know, distinctive names like muck?
Well, you've got the clay, the loam, you have the sand, and they have the black dirt.
Mm-hmm. Which of those would be considered good?
Well, a lot of people usually like to think of the black dirt as being good, and a lot of people like the clay for farming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about.
What about loam and sand?